Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Just as sheep recognize the voice of their master, we need to know when it is Jesus communicating with us and then to listen closely to who's talking. Heavenly Father, help us to listen to who is talking as we listen to the radio or TV, on our cell phones, listen to a person speaking to us or reading something. Help us to pay attention to the source of that information. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom to filter out the parts that are not from you, Lord, not accurately dividing the word of truth. And as we read Scripture, your word, help us to remember who's talking. You will be speaking through the Bible to us. God, we need to keep that perspective, to know that it is your voice, our loving Lord, the master of all that is. We can be confident in the things that you are communicating with us. Lord, give us the self-control that it takes to invest time with you in your word every day. Your word brings life. We want the abundant life that you offered to us. Thank you, God, for your awesome instruction manual, the Bible, and the gift of your Holy Spirit that will help us to understand what you have for us, and then the power to make it happen, to be obedient. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Friend, you are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer. As we share the gospel, and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and your faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Thank you. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find many resources to help you grow spiritually. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Robey. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
Of heaven, Almighty King.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise. we are constantly bombarded by the human voice. We hear voices every day from the people talking around us in the house, in the neighborhood, on the radio, and TV, from podcasts as well. Occasionally, we are able to enjoy times of silence, but not often. And our mind is working overtime, filtering out the voices and messages we want and need to hear from those we do not want to hear. It is vital for our spiritual health that we pay attention to who is talking. If it is the voice of the Lord through our reading of Scripture, then our ears should perk up. And if it is someone talking who is speaking wisdom and truth based upon God's Word, then we also need to listen to who's talking. Here are some passages in the Bible that confirm this important concept, beginning with Psalm 119. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. From Proverbs 8, blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Psalm 123, I lift my eyes to you, O God enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for His mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, and as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Matthew 18, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I've known my wife now for half a century. I've heard her yell to our children and grandchildren from the stands at sporting events. Not only do I know her pretty well, but I can recognize her voice out of a large crowd of people. In a similar way, as we invest time with the Lord and in His Word, we will recognize when it is He that is speaking to us. Look at John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. John chapter 2, but when Jesus said, this temple, he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this. And they believed both the Scriptures and what Jesus had said. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Acts 17, now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Proverbs 12. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. When we're confident that the one who is talking is speaking truth, then we should listen. Proverbs 23. Commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Mark chapter 12. Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this, listen, O Israel. The Lord our God is the one and only Lord. John chapter 5, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. James, first chapter, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Every day, pray that God will give you wisdom, that His Holy Spirit will allow you to know who's talking. Is it of God or not?
Turn your
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we are focusing on God who is talking. Blessed is the man who listens to Him. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you are not a believer, please listen. In order to have new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they are wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took the punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell Him that you accept this free gift. Invite Him into your life. Now is the time. You are not guaranteed the next heartbeat. Folks, you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us directly through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Proverbs 8, blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood from Thy wounded side, which flow, be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill Thy law's demands. Could my zeal no longer know? Could my tears forever flow? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! Song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see Thee on Thy judgment throne. It's a rock of ages, a cleft for me. Let me hide myself in Thee, singing, oh, how Rock of Ages, ooh, in the Rock of Ages.